Back to one of the great questions of the year is what the hell is going on at Auckland Airport, the gateway to the country? Is there a single one of us that hasn't endured the madness of the place or know a person who's been through it? And here is the thing. Of late, the claims are that it's getting even worse than it was. So Auckland Airport CEO Kari Hurahanganui is back with us. Kari, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Out of 10, the place couldn't fizz any better. One, it's a disaster. What's your number?
My number is... we're probably at a 5 or 6.
Geez, that's optimistic. Have you been in one of the queues?
Yes, I have actually, Mike. And the reason I say 5 to 6 again is when you look at the average time that we see, it is taking longer than it did in 2019, about 10 minutes on average longer to get through. But what it is and what you're talking about, the experience, is that kind of that 5% or 95th percentile when people are getting at those peak periods, longer waits than it is acceptable for it to be. So you know, we are getting people that are getting through in 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes is the average. But we also have kind of when you get to that worst 5%, we've got people that the average at that point in time is 70 minutes. And then you look at Sunday night when we had sickness and late arriving flights, you know, we had some customers that the worst case waiting 1 hour 58. So elements that are working, Mike, and elements clearly at the peak periods that is not.
But when you say peak periods, planes don't arrive out of the blue. You know what's happening. You've got a schedule. And why don't you staff it to meet the demand?
Yeah, great question. And one of those elements is you've got peak periods. And just for your listeners, peak period is kind of between 4 and 6 p.m. generally. And then midnight to 2 a.m., you've got a lot of banks that come from Tasman and Pacific Islands. You do plan and roster on scheduled flight arrival time. We are seeing, as far as off-schedule arrivals, they're 15 to 20% worse than they were in 2019. And the reason that's a challenge is you plan, you roster to cover what you expect to come into the arrivals hall. Let's pick a number. Let's say 1,500, 1,200 passengers. If you've got 6 or 7 flights arriving on average, when we look at the numbers, 50 minutes late, suddenly you've got an extra 500, 600, 700 in the bag hall. And that's hard to respond to kind of at 2 or 3 hours notice just because of the way rosters and contracts work.
But why don't you change the rosters?
Yep, hear you. And I know that border agencies and various groups that have their staff are having conversation actually and have made changes. So one of the things, Mike, I am keen to get across, it's not acceptable, and I absolutely feel people's frustration, and I have some myself, but we are committed. We've actually, you know, kind of, we're now on a fortnightly basis meeting with all of the CEs across the ecosystem that is the airport, from airlines to border agencies, ground handling, ourselves. We are all committed to getting this issue resolved, and it sounds like it should be a silver bullet, right? I know the view of saying, surely I get off the aircraft, I walk through, I pick up my bag, yeah. I clear by security, what's the problem? And it is really that layering of flights arriving on time, baggage presentation, for example, that's taking longer than it... actually, everything is taking longer than it... in 2019.
Yeah, so, Kari, here's the problem. It's if you, this would be understandable if you were the only airport in the world. I've been through a lot of airports this year, and not a single one of them's as bad as yours. And they, guess what, have a lot more planes and a lot more passengers and a lot more bags, and they seem to be able to do a job, and you don't.
And there is an element, Mike, I absolutely agree. Well, I said we are working, we are committed to get this resolved, although we are seeing when you look globally, you know, generally you find that there are issues that a lot of airlines and aviation organizations are kind of 20% down on resourcing as yet. They're still looking to recover that. But no, the experience at Auckland Airport is not good enough, and we are committed to getting it resolved. You know, we're working with MPI actually this week, running some trials about how we could fast track the NZTD, or the New Zealand Traveller Declaration, that's digital. Now that gives us
Just let me interrupt, so because I'll make a mistake. The bit where you get to where you give the person the card, what's that called?
Well, today that has been the arrival card.
Yeah.
That is that now is New Zealand Travel Declaration, which has been digital, and that's being rolled out. That kicked off in August. You know, I think there's something like maybe 20% of passengers are currently...
But here's the problem. So let me give you the individual example of a family member yesterday or the day before comes into the country thinking it's digital. Only a bit of it was digital. Mostly it wasn't digital, and they were told not to fill it in on the plane, so they didn't fill it in on the plane. They get to, after 2 hours in the queue, get to the kiosk and goes, "Where's your bit of paper?" And he goes, "No, it's digital." He goes, "Oh, not this kiosk, it isn't." I mean, how does that stuff unfold?
Yep, and that's part of introducing a new digital form, and clearly the experience of that customer was far less than ideal. If I can just go back to what I was saying, Mike, Sorry. About working with MPI, what we are doing, the view that NZTD now provides the opportunity, because you can complete that up to 24 hours. Yes, we have to get the system working, but that allows to understand assessing early, low risk. Let's take New Zealand, Australia passport holders, hand baggage only. We're looking at running some trials to say, how can we do a kind of a fast exit or a quick turn left, if that's how you want to describe it, which means people don't have to enter the queuing area for MPI. So there's a number of levers we're trying to work. At the same time, we do need to ensure we are the last line of defence for New Zealand with $57 billion of export revenue. Sure. We do need to ensure we're not letting...
But I've got some answers for you, Kerry, because once again, I've come through the airport many times and so have the thousands of people who have contacted me so far this year. So a couple of things happen. One, you go through the glass doors initially. That seems to work because it's electronic these days. Then you've got to employ some people to put the bags on the conveyor belt. If the people aren't there to put the bags on the conveyor belt, the bags don't arrive. Get more people. Then once you've got your bags off, go to the queue, and when instead of having a queue 3 hours long, instead of having two people there waiting for your card, have 22 people waiting for the card, because then you'll serve more people and then you're getting through and out the other side. None of this is hard.
No, I hear you, Mike, but all of those things, what I said, that's why we're working with airlines, ground handlers, border agencies, exactly for that reason. You know, from an Auckland Airport perspective, we've doubled our staff in the last 2 years. We have more
Triple
staff.
Them then. Quadruple them. Just get enough people to do the job. I mean, you need to do what you need to do. You know how many planes are arriving. You know how many passengers are arriving. Hire the number of people you need to hire in order to process them.
And that is what everybody in the system is working to do, Mike. And I know it's not happening fast enough. And I apologize for travelers that have experienced those long journeys. But that is absolutely the time and effort being put in across the system by all the players is immense.
Right.
And we will get...
Greg Foran was on this program. He made some sort of, for reasons best known to himself, personal guarantee that he would get it fixed by Christmas. One, can he do that? And two, why is it him fixing it, not you?
Well, I think that goes back to the ecosystem, Mike. I'm delighted. You know, we've had lots of conversation with Greg. Airlines had a huge role to play in the arrivals process. Aircraft arriving on schedule is key. They're ground handlers and staff who get the bag from the plane to the baggage belt. If they can work on that, that's fantastic. Just like we need to get more staff and ensuring that we're delivering the baggage hold, just like MPI and need to ensure they have enough staff and sniffer dogs, you know, to go through the express line. So, yeah, Greg's got a key role to play, as do all of the CEs that contribute to the system.
Are you having problems hiring people? Is that fundamentally it? You can't find people to do the job?
Sorry, I just missed the front end of that question.
Do you have trouble hiring people? Can you not get the people you need?
No, we are. And I said we've doubled. We've got more staff than we did in 2019, Mike. But it does take longer in the current labour market. But no, we are hiring. But it is taking longer than it has historically.
When will it be fixed?
Our goal, we are all absolutely focused heading into the summer peak. Mike, it's not lost on me. We've got things like 29% more capacity coming from North America than we did in 2019. We need to have this fixed while we go into the summer peak season. And that's what all of our goals are.
Yeah, is that a goal or when will it be fixed? They're two different things.
They are. There's some elements there I can't guarantee, but that is our goal. We are saying this will be fixed and back to 2019 levels is our goal, or better, clearly, from throughput. And that is what we are absolutely doubling down to do.
Appreciate your time very much. Kerry Hurahanganui out of Auckland Airport this morning, 13 to 8.